Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. When most people start planning for their retirement, they also probably think of some estate planning. Our next guest, however, says the question that should be asked by these people is not what happens when I die, but rather, what if I live? He says it's the unspoken retirement dilemma. Brian Ballantyne is a certified financial planner with Ballantyne Capital Advisors, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Brian, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
So this unspoken retirement dilemma is now getting spoken about. Give us the background on this.
Yeah, I call it the unspoken risk because often people know they're going to pass away, but they think often it's too soon. And I call this the gasoline of retirement. And the first part of that is life expectancies. Life expectancies have certainly risen, and the life expectancy of a 65-year-old male is over 84 and female over 86. And a fourth of those will live past 90. Planning on what you do if you live that long is a real dilemma for a lot of folks if they've not made proper plans. And then you compound that with inflation risk in living that long. The cost of living can double with just 3% inflation given a little over 23 years. So if you retire at 65, by 88, either your costs have completely doubled. Certainly you may pass away slightly before then, but that life expectancy and inflation can really be gasoline on the fire of living if you've not planned for it. And I never will forget my grandmother when she passed away at 89. One of the last things she ever told me, because she had not properly planned, it was before I was in the industry, and she said that she never planned to live this long, and that was a quote from her, and it certainly is panning out to be true for many of the folks that are in that retirement age now.
You mentioned that life expectancy and inflation then are the gasoline here in your equation, and then you mentioned fire. Walk us through that phase, the fire part.
Yeah, and so what happens, we got this gasoline built up, and then I call it the fire gets thrown on it, and that is that income and assets are often not aligned with the what if I live strategy. And the income for many folks, Social Security and pensions play a big part in the income strategy. And many folks file at 62. They just run down and file as soon as they can. In fact, 49% of women and 43% of men file at 62. And that's not necessarily in line with a long life expectancy. If you do live a long life, that may not be the most economically sound strategy. And we have had falling retirement ages, but rising life expectancies. So what people do does not match the reality of the life expectancy. And then oftentimes their investments don't reflect that, in that when someone retires, they may get conservative or too conservative, trying to conserve principal, but their purchasing power has been eroded by the investments. So the assets and the income strategies are just not necessarily aligned with the what if I live. They may make them feel good in the short term, but the longer and longer someone lives, they don't pan out. And the other part of the fire that comes on, I guess it's the fire on top of the fire, is what I call the elephant in the room. And this is risk that happens, and it is long-term care. And people sometimes fail to plan for this, but failing to plan doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. And there's a lot of things that happen if someone needs long-term care, and it's the cost and it's the stress and trying to deal how to pay for it. And if you've not done a good job at selecting the income and asset strategies in retirement on the what if I live, that elephant in the room of long-term care really can hurt someone's long-term retirement assets severely. And there's really only three choices to deal with that long-term care if it happens, and that's to self-pay or to be insured in some manner or to go to the government for some type of assistance called Medicaid. And most folks don't want to do that because it's a poverty-based solution, but that ultimately can be the outcome of these bad income and asset decisions.
Okay, and so now we're going to call the fire department and see if we can put some water on this. Tell us about that phase.
So the good news is for this financial planning dilemma, there is water, and that is seeking the advice of professionals and all the information that's out there available. And I think the first thing you have to do is face reality. The reality is we do have inflation, we do have rising life expectancies, and understand what those costs are. And having a financial planner or someone you know and trust that can help you plan for that is very wise and the most important thing to do. And then once you've done that, it's imperative that you execute and implement that plan. then you adjust it as your needs change, and then you review it. And certainly that's what a professional can help you do. And I think if you use that as the water to this gasoline and fire, you'll be in a lot better situation than most Americans, for sure.
Brian, great information as usual. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Mike. Glad to do it.
Brian Ballantyne is a certified financial planner with Ballantyne Capital Advisors in Greenville, South Carolina. And remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, etvradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.